if you do full resigning, you need to send that you have to remove all. Sorry, there's a mistake. I forgot to repair. I mean, you need to remove all signatures, and then add all signatures. And if you remember those numbers, this is the difference between 180 megabytes and 40 megabytes. So make it double, and this is what you need to send. It's huge. Well, there. It's huge data transfers, it's huge journal size if you use journal, and the disk space requirement grows, memory requirements grows. What we did is same as Patrick told, reuse old signatures. I mean, you take old signatures from the previous zone file and merge them with the newly generated zone file, and then throw the whole thing to bind DNS assigned zone, and it will cope with that and use the signatures which are valid and generate new if it needs to. So everything is real quiet now. Well, the other troubles we had was HSM. We were really excited about this piece of hardware because, well, the Sun card is really cheap and really fast, but then we encountered some problems. It supported only Solaris. Oh God, I hate Solaris. And maximum RSA key size is 2048, which is, well, we thought to use some bigger key, but well, we can live with that for now. Well, what other tools we can use for this card? It's new bind in 9.6. It has some new and some updated tools, and it needs patch open SSL library. Well, there are some new tools, and well, they are not working very well on the Solaris. I think that they could work on Linux with some open SC library, but it doesn't work on Solaris. Then, well, we tried Ensigner 5. It's tools from Rick Lamp from IANA, and it also doesn't work on Solaris and with this card. And we had some success with LDNS, with patch open SSL. But, well, LDNS had some other problems I will tell you later about. Well, I think that the real problem is that this user base is really small, so the thing is not well tested. And it will get better in time when there are more users, and, well, it's how it goes. Well, we are working with ISC to have the bind 9.6 fixed in time of release. Well, other bugs we found, LDNS sign zone was broken. Well, it was fixed, I think, last week. Also, it crippled DS records, which contain space. It was also fixed something like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And upstream is very responsive. Well, Yalte gave me his jabber. Foolish. And well, the main thing with the LDNS is that the tools are meant just to be examples, so they are not very fast, and well, they are not recommended to use in production. Well, I use them anyway because they are rocks. Well, we tried also some other key maintenance tools. What we use now is DNSSEC tools from Sparta, but I think we are going to drop it very soon. It's very easy to use, but for the small zones, because if you try to sign the .cz, which is quite big, it will eat all your memory. It uses the local stack for reading the zone several times, and it doesn't free the memory, so well, it exhausted I think that the machine has 2 gigs of RAM and 2 gigs of swap, and it was able to exhaust the memory. And we found out that it doesn't properly check original codes of some system calls. It was because it exhausted the memory, then the system call failed and nothing happened. It tried to sign the empty file. And well, the bad thing is that the maintainer doesn't respond of any my bug reports. I think I filled something like 5 and without response. What we tried is ZKT. It looks nice, it's small and easy to use enough, but it means some change, so it will take some time to do more testing. And the maintainer is responsive, and well, I'm going to package it for Debian, so well, I exchanged some emails about things, and he responds very, very soon. Well, I also tried some time ago was the DNSSEC key management tools from RIPE, and well, it's very complicated to set up, at least on my machine. And why do all people use Perl? I don't understand. Well, what needs to be done? Well, the documentation has to get better. That's clear. The tools have to get better and easier to use. I think that if we want to deploy DNSSEC for the end users, it needs to be just, well, one click. Just say deploy DNSSEC and you are done. And we'll throw some DS records or DNS keys, and you take that to your registrar and he will send it to registry. I think that we need one more reference implementation. Well, just because to be sure that everything is okay, and of course the bugs need to be fixed. Well, I had this question slide, but I think we will leave that to panel discussion. So thank you.
Next up is Daniel Kalchev from .bg.
Hello. I will give a very short presentation on the implementation of DNSSEC we have in BG. First, some history. We started this process about 3 years ago with initial research on available software tools, some ideas how to proceed and so on. Since at that time we were in the process of finalizing our new register system, we decided to implement DNSSEC together with other changes, if not for other reason, to not disturb too much the users of the registry. So in September 2006, we had the system operational, I mean the tools, the signing platform. We did sign a few of the BG subdomains, and for several months we're doing some more testing and experiments. And in January 2007, we eventually signed the BG zone and started signing more of the secondary level zones. In our system we have integrated the delegation procedure for the subdomains. I will talk about this later. After some more extensive testing, we finally put that part in production by October 2007. We had some design goals for the signing infrastructure, and we actually did work on both the registry part of the system. I mean, the tools that you need as a TLD registry to sign your zone, to keep track of the secure delegations, and also we designed some tools to let us handle easier the preparation and signing of zones in the second level. That is, this is the part that usually a registrar or a DNS hosting provider will handle. So we decide to make our system as generic as possible. The main reason being that we see this as the only way to constrain costs, because if you don't have many unique parts in your system, it is much, much easier to replace any of the parts. So we use, for most of the system, publicly available open source tools, like the Bind9 name server and signing tool, the RIPE NCC DC system, let's say so, for key management. I heard the opinion that it is very complex, but I would say that it is very simple to use. And of course, you have to install it first. The same thing about the hardware. We decided to stay as much generic as possible and not use any of the fancy cryptographic hardware that is available. It is, of course, more secure and a little bit faster, but by far not much faster than the generic hardware of today.